News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is investing close to $60 million to upgrade the Burnt Savannah Knoxwood Water Supply Project in sections of northeastern and southwestern St. Elizabeth. The 20-month project is set to start in another 2 weeks. Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill says this is one of several projects being undertaken across the island to improve access to potable water and sanitation.
Our goal is to provide access to potable water for all Jamaicans by the year 2030. We will never give up our efforts in the pursuit of this goal.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the contract signing ceremony for the start of the project on Thursday. Works to be carried out include upgrading of the well station to allow for increased output and replacement of the pipelines to guarantee suitable pressure levels and adequate delivery. The project will be managed by Rural Water Supply Limited. A new sorrel harvesting machine expected to boost the local production of the crop was recently introduced. The machine is designed to increase the volume of sorrel harvested while reducing the time and manpower needed to do so, among other functions. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark has endorsed the initiative, describing it as a welcomed innovation capable of revolutionizing and enhancing the sorrel subsector.
I am pleased to see this.
A machine like this, properly put in place, running efficiently, and this is just a prototype. We can have many of these machines all over the country, and that will enable us to get the volumes that we need.
Minister Clark was speaking at the unveiling ceremony in Kingston on Tuesday. The machine was developed by St. Elizabeth farmers and entrepreneurs Oral and Allison Turner. The Education Ministry is piloting a new curriculum geared towards boosting critical thinking skills of the nation's students. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the ministry is moving away from learning techniques which emphasize repetition and memorization towards skills based on analysis and understanding.
A new curriculum which emphasizes far more critical thinking and the exercise of judgment, both characteristics which have to do with human development and work readiness, is now being piloted in several schools and will in the next 2 or 3 years offer to teachers, to students alike, the chance of much more work-ready outcomes than we have at present.
The minister adds that this move is intended to help facilitate a smooth transition for students matriculating from secondary education into the workplace. He was speaking at the Lasco Ministry of Education Principal and Teacher of the Year Award ceremony on Tuesday. The National Rainwater Harvesting Policy is currently being strengthened to make it mandatory for all housing developments to facilitate rainwater harvesting, whether or not they are connected to a central water supply system. The policy currently requires persons undertaking developments to provide their own domestic water where there is no connection to the central water system.
It is recognized that rainwater harvesting by individual property owners is one of the ways of reducing the demand on the public system.
Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill was speaking at the recently held World Town Planning Day lecture in Kingston. The theme for World Town Planning Day was water, too much, too little, unusable or in the wrong place. Member of Parliament for North West Clarendon, Richard Azan, has been sworn in as State Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. Mr. Azan was sworn in by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen during a ceremony at King's House on Thursday.
I hope that your tenure will return the same, as well as to enhance the quality of life of the people that you serve and the people that you will help as we seek to move Jamaica closer to the achievement of our 2030 vision.
The Governor General adds that Mr. Azan's reappointment reflects the trust placed in him by the Prime Minister. Mr. Azan will now assume the responsibilities he previously held in the Transport Ministry from January 2012 to September 2013. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ankar.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.